Joe Theismann joins us. Joe, I remember watching you play at Notre Dame.
You're not that old.
I think I am. I think I was old enough to watch you play at Notre Dame. And then on Sunday mornings, I would wake up and hear, the Notre Dame recap. It was great. It's a thrill to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Yeah, Lindsey Nelson used to do that. And let's go to further action in the second quarter.
It was spectacular. It was must-see for a kid from Northwest Indiana. You had to get your Irish fish. Couple kids from Indiana I want to talk about. One I've known forever, Rex Grossman. Hey, Joe, Rex Grossman going to be the starting quarterback of the Skins?
I think so. This is his third year in the system, and we all know how important it is to be comfortable and familiar with the concepts and routes of an offense. And it'll depend. John Beck's going to start tomorrow night against the Colts, and so he'll get a chance to be able to show what he can do. And I hope he plays well and makes it a difficult decision for Mike. But right now you'd have to think, because of his experience and the showing that he put on the other night against the Steelers, Rex would have a little bit of an advantage.
I saw one play, and the snap was low. He picked it up, threw a touchdown pass from about the 8-yard line. Looked really good.
Yeah, he threw it to Santana. But
yeah.
He did a lot of really good things in the offense. They went about 50% from the pocket. And, you know, Rex isn't the tallest guy, but still manages to work from the pocket. And then the concepts of Kyle Shanahan's offense is a lot like what you see down in Houston, where they move the quarterback a lot. So, you know, having spent the year in Houston and then last year in this offense and now coming in this year, even without the camp, he still looks very efficient.
How's Ryan Kerrigan looked?
Ryan is really something. What a wonderful kid. And I mentioned that to Bruce Allen. He said, I don't want wonderful. I want nasty.
Right, right.
I said, okay. He's a wonderfully nasty-looking kid. No, he's like a sponge out there. I mean, he's working with Lou Spanos, the defensive linebacker coach, spending a lot of time with him. And I was surprised at how tall he was. And this is going to be his biggest challenge, very similar to Brian Arakpo a few years ago when he came out of Texas. And we're going to see with Mario Williams down with the Texans and Wade Phillips' defense, the big guy is going to have to learn to play in space. He's going to have to learn to play standing up as opposed to with his hand on the ground. And I think he can do it. I really do. I'm excited for him.
By all accounts, he's a working kid. I mean, nobody's ever questioned that.
It isn't a question of your work ethic, not by any stretch. What it is it's a question of your adaptability to being able to play in a much bigger area than you're used to or that he was able to dominate at Purdue at.
Joe, when you look, last guy I got to ask you about, Ben Chappell is going to be on our show here in a few minutes. What's your take on him?
I think it's just one of those challenges, as a young guy to try and make a football team. That, you know, it's not an easy roster spot, but you never know. I mean, coach, there are 96 positions. And this is the one thing I try and talk to young guys about in this league is there are 96 quarterback jobs around the league. If you don't make it on a particular football team, don't get your dopper down because guys get hurt. And I guarantee you, when you start looking at number threes on football teams, there are a lot of names you don't recognize.
There's no question. Joe Theismann joins us here on the Peterman Heating and Cooling Hotline. Join him at PetermanHVAC.com. Last question. Joe, has everything died down now with the Redskins? I mean, this time last year was, can a guy, you know, pass a physical? And where are we at with McNabb? I mean, is it calm now? Are we okay now?
We are. And it's really funny you mention it, Dan, because I walked out of the training facility the first day of practice with Dan Snyder and Dwight Shire, the owners. And as we were walking from the facility to the practice field, it's about a 100 yards or so. And we're walking down towards the practice field, and there was this eerie silence. Now, the players were on the field, but you could just sense that this was a much calmer, much more businesslike, much less circus-like attitude and atmosphere that exists on this football team.
So when Rex Grossman made his statement, I mean, everybody didn't think he was just nuts. I mean, you could see that a team is coming together here.
Yeah, I don't think he was nuts at all. Obviously, I'm a big proponent of having somebody believe that they can get the job done. I'd much rather have him come out and say, we can be a sleeper, people are overlooking us, we have a chance to win the NFC East, as opposed to saying, oh my God, look at those Philadelphia Eagles. How are we ever going to beat those guys with all those stars and yada, yada, yada. I don't have a problem at all with what Rex said.
No, I didn't either. I thought I don't know what else you're going to say.
You know? Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, how do you approach it as the starting quarterback? Oh, geez, just thrilled to be here. It's great that we've got a uniform to put on. And I just think that he has a lot of confidence. Again, what spurns that confidence is he now understands what this offense is capable of doing. I mean, you added Tim Hightower, who is a violent runner. You had Ryan Terrain, who finished really strong last year. You add a Dante Stallworth to the wide receiving core. You add a Jabbar Gaffney. You have Santana Moss, who had 93 catches. Fred Davis, their young tight end, I think is destined for an incredible year if he can stay healthy. They've got a lot of weapons. And the offensive line finally has settled in. Jamal Brown's going to play the right tackle. Trent Williams play the left tackle. You know, last year they had like 10 different starting offensive line start games. So, and you know what that's, I mean, it's the same thing anybody in Indianapolis is familiar with. I mean, when you have injuries, and this, what last year spoke to, in my opinion, was the greatness of Peyton Manning. To be able to have guys come in as wide receivers, fit in, and have the year that they had and the year that Peyton had just speaks volumes about how great this guy is. And that term great gets thrown around a little bit and I think misused. But when you refer to Peyton Manning, it's actually an understated accolade that you can apply to him.
Well, let me ask you, I don't know if you saw this. What were your thoughts on Eli's comments relative to comparing himself to Tom Brady?
What did he say, and I'll tell you?
He basically said, look, I think I'm in that category. Tom Brady's growing as a player. I'm growing as a player, but I'm in that category, basically.
If you take it and just say, I'm a growing player, Tom's a growing player, then they are in that same
right.
category. If you go to any other context, they're not. But again, I don't have a problem with somebody saying, hey, look, I'm as good as that guy. Eli, I think, had an off year last year. The interceptions were, a lot of them, not his fault. Probably about 7 or 8 of them bounced off of people. I expect him to have a much more solid year, but you're talking about Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. They're two of the greatest quarterbacks that have ever played the game in the history of professional football. I don't know whether Eli's there yet.
I agree.
In his mind, God bless him, I'm glad he thinks that, but I don't quite agree with him on this one.
I'm with you. If we're talking about progressing, absolutely. But the other stuff, hey, it's the Defense Sport Mouthguard Rinse. And the mouthguard, tell the story a little bit. I was reading a Washington Post article about hoof and mouth disease that you had a long time ago. Talk about that, will you?
Well, it is called Defense Sport Mouthguard Rinse, and you can log on to our website, which is defensesport.com. And if you're a parent or in a high school or college or any sport, that your child or someone you know wears a mouth guard, this makes a lot of sense. I'll just put that out there. Back in 1971, when I played with the Toronto Argonauts, we played in a place called the Autostat in Montreal, and they had a livestock show there the day before, 2 days before. And I wound up basically with hoof and mouth disease, with trench mouth. And I didn't know it. Every glass of water I drank burned. Finally, I had this infection in my mouth. Then in 1982, I get my teeth knocked out because I didn't wear a mouth guard. So when I started talking to the guys about Defense Sport mouth guard rinse, it basically made so much sense to me because I understand oral hygiene because I had this horrible thing. And I understand the importance of a mouth guard, and a lot of states mandate it for football and probably other sports as well. And you think of guys, you stick it in your socks, you put it on the ground, you dip it in water where everybody's dipping everything else in. And when we started talking about this, it removes the bacteria, and we're in such a health-conscious society that, to me, it just makes so much sense that every parent ought to log on, and like I said, if your son or daughter is participating in a sport that uses a mouth guard, or a dentist has prescribed one for you, this makes an awful lot of sense.
Well, as a guy that got his teeth knocked out playing baseball and basketball, I'm with you.
We weren't smart enough to wear them, Dan, but if somebody is, I believe me, Defense Sport's good for them.
Well, I appreciate it. I know you're not going to be here this weekend, but look forward to catching up with you again during the season. Joe, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to be up the road in Elkhart doing thing for the Red Cross, so I'll be there in spirit.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, that's Joe Theismann on the Peterman Heating and Cooling Hotline. Join him at PetermanHVAC.com.